We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had
back in the building, Hits Digital Radio. I'm your host, Jack, the R&B Bully, a.k.a. Andre, a.k.a. Andre Marcellus. Co-host in the building, back, finally back.
Yo, what's good? Rats. What's happening?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Well, it's been a while, boy. You've been out here in these streets.
Yeah, man.
Everything good?
Yeah, everything's straight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody doing out there?
Oh, man, everybody good.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, how was your week? This is Saturday evening, episode 26 on YouTube. Episode maybe 36 or 37 on all of the podcast platforms. But this is episode 26. And it's a lovely day. It's a lovely Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying. Very lovely.
Oh, yeah.
So, we got a few things to talk about. We've been really busy over here trying to prepare for this cooking show. So, stay tuned for that. On the Roku channel, you can see the channel and everything that is on. Tickering at the bottom of the screen, so be sure to check that out. Now, on the screen, no more menthol. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know that the Biden administration and the FDA, they plan to ban menthol cigarettes.
Right.
Now, in your opinion, Jimmy, what do you feel about that? As a matter of fact, do you smoke? You smoke, right?
Yeah, I smoke. But I think that's a good thing that they're finally banning them over, cigarettes been out for like hundreds of years.
Right, right.
Lots of people caught like lung cancer and, things of that nature.
Right.
Heart disease and so on and so forth. So I think it's a good thing they finally banning it. You know what I mean? It needs to, everything that takes us down health-wise, I think should be off the market.
Okay. Well, and, since menthol is going to be out of here soon, and I also smoke, trying to stop. But today, in the memory of menthol, I'm going to smoke a cigarette on the camera.
Okay.
Normally, I got a cigar. I got the cigar ready.
Yeah.
Got the cigar ready, but I'm going to smoke cigarettes on this show today in the memory of menthol leaving up out of here.
Right.
Also, I think it's a good thing and then I think it has potential to go left.
Yeah.
I'll just say, for those that, are dependent upon cigarettes, prior drug users, I'll say, and people who, it's going to be hard for them, But I believe some way or another, somebody's going to figure out a way to actually keep selling them on the black market.
Most definitely.
So 9 times out of 10, you'll still be able to get them. Now, what happens if you get caught with them? I don't know. I don't know if they're going to make
a will it be the same, repercussions if you get caught with dope?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. But I believe if they pass it and they're serious, there will be some type of repercussion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and quit before it even gets to the point of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And leave this mess alone. You know what I'm talking about? So.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, in my opinion, again, I think it's a good thing. Get it up out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess if we can't put down the discipline ourselves, then what's wrong with somebody giving us a helping hand?
Yeah.
You know, get it out of here. So that's that on that. So now let's go to, let's talk about, I don't know too much about this, but Khaled just came out with a new album. Have you been seeing all the promotions, Jim?
Yeah, I've seen some promotions on it. It was a song with Drake, I guess, was out last year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he just put out his new album. And, I mean, it's DJ Khaled, so, you know.
I mean, have you listened to any of the songs? What do you think about the song?
I listened to a couple of them. The one with Lil Baby and I forgot exactly who it was, but Lil Baby's on it. Listened to the one with Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B.
How was those? With Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that was okay. Mm-hmm. The one with Cardi B is nice. Yeah, I mean, it's DJ Khaled, so still doing his thing.
Yeah, I listened to the one with Jay-Z and Nas.
Oh, I wanted to listen to that one.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, Jay-Z gave him some blazing lyrics on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much gave him the business, so I like that.
Okay.
And I heard just a little piece of the Cardi B. I haven't really watched yet, and I think I heard a piece of Lil Baby, but like you just said, it's Khaled.
Yeah.
So it ain't never going to be horrible.
Exactly.
So I can't really say that it's trash or nothing like that. You know, I don't know if all of them have a bunch of replay value that I'm going to go back and like listen to it over and over and over again. I don't know about that. But for the most part, hey, man, it's DJ Khaled.
Yeah. The one with Lil Wayne and Jeremiah's fire.
Really? Yeah, okay. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
Oh. And let me cut it. Ladies and gentlemen, per Kevin Samuels, I was watching the show, and he was talking to a lady who was in a chair just like this, and he asked her, was she a gamer? And the chair was exactly like this. I said to myself, damn. She actually said she was a gamer. So for those of you that's questioning whether I'm a gamer or not, no, the hell I'm not. I don't play no games. So my son is a gamer. He has my oldest son, and he really just goes in with that thing, and he bought two chairs, and obviously he didn't need them both, so he gave me this chair. So, no, I am not a gamer. So I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody was wondering.
Okay.
Also, people in the I appreciate everybody leaving comments. You know, I see a lot of comments, and one person specifically said, hey, man, you should have a lot more followers, this, that, and the third. I appreciate you. And I'm going to make sure I go in there, get your name, and give you a little shine for that. I appreciate that. But we doing our thing. You got to think. We episode 26, man.
Right.
26. We babies.
That's infants in the game.
Yeah. I mean, we just getting our feet wet. And like I said before, we ain't going nowhere. So
you might
as well get ready. So now... Let's move on. So you did the Khaled. You watch any good movies lately?
It's a good one now. Without Remorse with Michael B. Jordan.
What that's on? Hulu?
Amazon Prime. Yeah.
And what is it called?
Without Remorse.
Without Remorse. And it's pretty good?
Yeah, it's a good one.
What is it about? What's the whole storyline?
Really, he's kind of like in the military or Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
And he do a mission, I want to say, like overseas somewhere, kill somebody, and all that kind of stuff. They come back, kill his wife, who's pregnant with his baby. And then he just get revenge on them. So, But I don't want to give the whole story away, but somebody's crooked in CIA and all that kind of stuff. So, dope.
So he was basically kind of set up then, huh?
Yeah.
And what's that movie called again?
Without Remorse.
Without Remorse.
Yeah.
All right, people. Jimmy recommends Without Remorse. Check that out. And we're going to start doing more movie reviews as well, because I'm like a movie buff, so right. I really love to watch movies. So, people, we're going to really start going in on these movies, documentaries, and things like that for those who are interested, if you give a damn. Yandy and Mendici.
Wow.
I'll just give the people the overall thing real fast, and then we'll go into our opinion on it. They was on Love and Hip Hop, you know, they was all sitting around, all their peers and counterparts were there. And she basically asked him, well, if, you know, I held you down, so if the shoe was on the other foot, would you have held me down? And he answered, I don't know. I don't know. Now, what do you think about that, Jimmy? Because I got a lot to say about it, and I'm going to take this about 4 or 5 different ways. but what was your thought?
Okay, my thing is this. The fact that she did hold him down, without question, he should feel kind of like, even if it's not true in his you know, his mind, that he wouldn't do it, but I mean, I would say, yeah, I will hold you down, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Just so she wouldn't have felt no type of way.
Right. I mean, and she was crying and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, what would make this man say that?
And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, okay, it's cool to lie and all that, but, I mean, he could have held that. I mean, he could have handled that a lot different. And not feel the way he made her feel. And, you know, I think that was like, I want to say like immature on his part.
I think he's a goofball for that. He's really goofy. Because this woman, I mean, and let's be clear now, we only know what we're able to see. So we just got to let her have that. What she shown us, she was down. She was protesting outside. Yeah. She was doing all of that. Protesting outside the jail. I mean, she held him down.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Now, I'm wondering, like, what is going through his mind when he sat there? And she asked him that in front of all their peers and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Would he hold her down? What made him say, I don't know?
Wow.
To me, that was some of the dumbest.
It has to be a lack of maturity.
Lack of maturity or a lack of common sense.
Yeah.
Because even if he believed that, he shouldn't have did that to her in front of the world. Makes no sense.
Exactly.
And even though, now here's the flip of it. And I guess this is me trying to be objective. Salute to Star. Objective. Maybe she was on some, like, holding it over his head. Behind the scenes. Maybe she was shoving it up his ass. Like, you know, I done held you down. I need you to do this. We don't know.
But here's another theory I have, that maybe if, just so, you know, God forbid, he gets in some more trouble,
mm-hmm.
you think she's going to hold him down this time?
You know,
I'll even say even worse than that. I think their relationship is in the trash now. It's pretty much over.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna eventually leave him now.
Yeah.
Because she put her ass out there for real.
Yeah, real talk.
She really did. She and held on. And I'm sure when he got home, she had all type of gifts and all type of this set up. She probably had everything set up for this man when he just walked into it and everything is gravy. Now, he should at least been honorable and had some type of loyalty to her.
Exactly.
To not do that on national TV.
Exactly.
Even if he failed. Even if he believed.
Yeah, real talk.
So I think that was really some goofball shit. Honestly. Yeah. I think it was really some goofy stuff he did. It did not make no sense to me. So, and in my opinion, and that's what this is, his digital radio, in my opinion, and yours.
Yeah.
I think she should.
Should leave him?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think she should. I think he doesn't deserve to be with her with all that she has done for him.
Because really that states that I'm loyal to you, but you're not loyal to me. Because if I can hold you down in a situation and I'm pitting the same situation and you can't do that for me and you don't know if you can do that for me, okay, you know, you're not for me.
Yeah, you need to ride out, basically. Because she didn't have to do it.
Nah.
I think he was in prison for 5 to 8 years. Something like that.
It was a while because it was with the second season of Love & Hip Hop New York.
I wanna say yeah, but I'm not sure because after you know, I really don't watch it as much as I probably did once it first started.
Yeah.
So I don't really watch it like that no more. It then became real kind of corny to me, but.
Yeah, you're real tough.
But at the end of the day, it's millions that do. And he shouldn't have put her on display like that with that type of disrespect. To me, that's disrespect. So hope they work it out. Hope Yandy's okay. You know what I'm saying? Hope they work that thing out. But I don't see it. Me personally, people, I don't see. I think it's gonna go bad shortly.
It's gonna really affect her. You know, going home with him and knowing he feels like that is gonna be like.
Yeah, how do you even sleep next to the nigga? I mean, I would be like, "Are you serious?" It would be no way. I'd have to be done.
Yeah,
I had to be done. Don't tell me that.
There's no way I can with my who I am. You know, just who I am, and this is my opinion. I couldn't tell my spouse or whatever, hey, I don't know if I can do that.
That's some real clown shit.
Yeah.
Let's go to a sponsor real fast.
All right.
We're going to go to a couple. We'll come back. Be right back, people. This is my man, Kano the Don. Check him out. Does great artwork. He has a show. Check him out.
Money.
Let's salute Kano the Don with that. The Vibe Show, 97.9 FM. My man's in them. Kano the Don, I need some more artwork coming up. Andre's Kitchen. I'll be sending you the pics over. Let's get it popping. All right, let's touch on this real quick. We're going to get up out of here. Mayweather versus Logan Paul. Let's all laugh.
Yeah.
Because that's a freaking joke. Come on, man. He's going to beat that man half to death.
Exactly.
Why is he even doing it?
Man, that...
he don't even need the money. Why is he doing it? I can't think of one reason why he's doing it. And if anybody can, please put it in the comments why this man is doing this. I don't understand it.
I mean, yeah.
My guess, what do you think? Like, why is he fighting this man?
Just to embarrass him, I guess.
But it's not even like he would be embarrassing. He's one of the greatest fighters ever.
Yeah.
And you're going to fight this man who had, what, one fight? Two?
Two, yeah, it was a couple of them.
Come on, man. He's not even in this dude's category.
Wow.
It's like it's almost something behind the scenes that's happening that for this, what's Logan Paul do? Is he doing him a favor somehow? I don't get it because the money is not the money.
Nah, it can't be.
That's a fact. It is not the money.
Nah.
So with that being said, I don't get it. I really don't. So I think this is like not a good look for Floyd. It's not a good look for him.
Well, I think he's doing the, I guess you would call it the honorable thing and not backing down from no fights, you know what I'm saying? And
right. I mean, I hear you, but at the end of the day, I still say he's above that.
Yeah.
This guy especially, he's above that. way above.
And this Logan Paul character is just getting more publicity. He's, to me, he's like the 6ix9ine of the YouTuber,
right?
Boxing world, MMA, and all that. He's like the 6ix9ine.
I mean, that understood, but he's gonna get knocked out probably in the first or second round. Yeah. I'm gonna say probably the second round he's getting knocked out. Once Floyd see what he own in the first round, he gonna come out in the second round and just put him down.
Yeah,
it's gonna be over with.
Exactly.
And everybody that bought it on pay per view is gonna be sick.
Very.
Hey, I'm gonna wait till after. So I'm not even watching it live. I'm not paying for that.
Exactly. You can watch it on YouTube for free.
Yeah, I watch it on YouTube for free after.
World Star.
Yeah, and maybe just the highlight. I don't even think I want to see the whole thing.
I mean, it's not going to be much to see. They're going to come out. Mayweather going to hit him a couple times and he out.
That is not 100.
Yeah.
Oh. This wasn't even in our list of things to talk about, Jim, but this gas shortage
that
they're predicting, that's a hot mess.
Yes.
But the funny thing is, it's due to the shortage of truck drivers, the tanker drivers. So I guess this is a good time for those who are inspiring truck drivers or want a new career. That might be a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This might be a good opening for you because they are really saying that there is a shortage. And right now, I think it's shortages already in Florida, Arizona, and Missouri.
Oh, wow.
So it's already started.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is something that they just saying and it might not happen. This is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
And gas prices are going to go up. Yeah, and gas prices are going to go up now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be through the roof because it's going to be hard to obtain. So anything that's hard to obtain, they're going to, of course, jack the price up on it.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, share. You know what I'm saying? Because we popping off the numbers. The numbers are looking pretty good for where we are. But let's get them up even more. Let's get these subscribers up, shares, likes. Let's get this thing up.
Yep.
So we can be up there and stuck there. We up there and stuck there anyway, but we need the world to know it.
Yeah.
The world to know. We need them Joe Budden numbers, the Tasha K numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're going to go to one more sponsor, Jimmy, and then we're going to say our last words for the night and get on up out of here.
All right, cool.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is Miriam Boykins, and she has beautiful, affordable jewelry for you. Check this out.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, and as you come in, please share and spread the love as you come in. My name is Miriam. I'm an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories, and I'm here to show you guys some fabulous $5 bling.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Miriam Boykins on Facebook. Hit her up. You might get a discount. I don't know. I'm not sure. But hit her up. Tell her I sent you. And I think you, ladies and gentlemen, will be very pleased. She has men items as well. So, independent artists. Let me just touch on independent artists. Send your music in. You want to do interviews, if you want promotion, feel free. Hit us up. hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com. I put it in the description and in the rebroadcast so you guys can check that out. But send it in. We'll promote you. We would love to because it's really about you guys, about the people.
Yeah.
Especially the artists. Also, the Patreon is set up. You can go over there and get a board. I'm going to upload the tiers. I've been saying this for a couple of episodes, but by tomorrow. And we plan to come back and give you guys another show tomorrow. Not quite sure what time, but Jimmy, you will be on board, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, see people? You see how I had to make him say he gonna do it and tell y'all. So this way, he's promised y'all right now.
Right, right.
Jimmy's gonna be back. Jimmy, it was good hearing from you and
oh yeah,
most up.
Definitely. Yeah.
And we'll talk behind the scenes shortly.
Okay, cool.
All right, everybody. Salute.
Oh,
be
yeah.
Safe and stay out the way.
Exactly.